China has long expressed that the Pacific Ocean is its territory, and the country has now admitted for the first time that it's building an aircraft carrier. More than a symbol, it's all about a policy of preventing what it calls containment by the United States in the Pacific and the Pacific Rim. The vessel is on open view and is expected to be ready for sea trials later this year. The BBC's correspondent in China, Damian Grammaticus, has been to see it.
From high up on a windy building, I'm looking out over the port of Dalian in northeastern China, and it curves around this inlet in front of me, dockyards stretching all the way around the bay, and there, right down across the way from me, is the giant grey outline of China's newest and biggest warship, a 60,000-ton aircraft carrier that is almost ready to be launched. All around the dockyard, there are other naval ships too, but overshadowing all of this is the new aircraft carrier, which will be by far the largest ship China has in its fleet, and a real symbol of China's growing power in the world, and its desire to project that power far beyond its borders.
An aircraft carrier is a symbol of the power of your navy. China should at least be on the same level as other members of the UN Security Council who have carriers. It is also a symbol of deterrence. It's like saying, don't mess with me. Don't think you can bully me. So it's normal for us to want a carrier. I actually think it is strange if China doesn't have one.
Xu Guangyu has now retired, but he was a general in the People's Liberation Army, and he still advises the government on its military modernization.
The development of our armed forces is connected with the development of our economy. In energy supplies and trade, we now have interests that span the globe. There are vital shipping routes in Asia, the Indian Ocean, Africa, and both sides of the Pacific that we need to protect.
For the longest time, the Chinese denied that they were going to pursue an aircraft carrier navy.
Rick Fisher has spent 20 years studying China's military and its modernization. He's now the senior analyst at the International Assessment and Strategy Center in Virginia in America.
The aircraft carrier is part of China's fulfillment of its 2004 historic mission that the People's Liberation Army will increasingly defend the Communist Party's interests outside of China. And by the 2020s, China wants a military that will be globally deployable and will be able to challenge American interests where they need to be challenged.
China still needs many things to turn it into a true fighting ship. It needs the carrier-borne aircraft, which it's building and buying from designs that are Russian in origin. It needs airborne radar systems. And all of those things China's Navy must still acquire so that China can learn how to build and operate a carrier fleet.
The Beijing, a Chinese aircraft carrier. Think of names for it. That's the BBC's correspondent Damian Grammaticus reporting on the story of China admitting and actually showing off for the first time it's built an aircraft carrier and wants a fleet of them.